Lyme disease is relatively common in the mid-Atlantic where I practice, and it can cause neurological symptoms, some of which can be similar to what you see in multiple sclerosis. So today, let's discuss how these are different and what the imaging would look like in Lyme. So as a brief overview, Lyme disease is an infection that is caused by a spirochete or a small bacteria that is passed from a tick when the tick attaches to you. This is pretty common in the eastern and northern sections of the United States, as well as in other parts of the world. The most well-known sign of Lyme is a bullseye rash at the spot where the tick has attached. So that's an area of redness surrounded by a circle that looks like normal skin color, and then another area, another ring of red. You can have general symptoms like fatigue, weakness, chills when you have the active infection. And if it goes untreated, it can then lead to other issues down the road neurologically and with other systems of the body like the heart. So this is a pretty cool interactive map on the CDC's website, and you can search by different tick-borne illnesses. The dark green is Lyme here, and I believe a lot of these dots are overlapping. So really this entire region is where we see a lot of Lyme, and then maybe somewhat down into the Carolinas and Florida as well. And then there's some pockets on the West Coast. And the middle of the country doesn't really have high rates of Lyme like we see in the mid-Atlantic and Northeast. The majority of people who have Lyme disease will not have any neurological issues. However, a small minority, about 10 to 15% of people can experience some neurological symptoms. Probably the most common thing we'll see is a Bell's palsy or facial paralysis, where the muscles on one side of the face are not able to work properly. Neurological Lyme disease can present differently in different people, but Lyme disease tends to like the cranial nerves, which are the nerves that kind of come out to the head and neck, the face that control like your eye movements, your facial movements, swallowing, hearing. And so this diagram is just showing enhancement, showing inflammation along one of the cranial nerves. And so the facial nerve, which is highlighted up here, controls the movements of the face, and the trigeminal nerve, which is highlighted down here, controls sensation to the face. So that would, those nerves being inflamed would cause paralysis, or in the latter, numbness of the face. And I forgot to mention, all of these images are from the paper that I was showing previously. So in addition to the cranial nerves, Lyme can also affect the nerve roots, so kind of the nerves that control the arms and the legs. It can also cause a myelitis, which is a spinal cord lesion, and that can look a whole lot like MS or NMO or MOG, so that can mimic those inflammatory disorders. And so that's what these diagrams are showing. In A, all the way on the left, you have the bright spinal fluid, that gray tube in the middle is the spinal cord, and then that white arrow pointing to the increased signal, or that white smudge that you see, that's the lesion caused by the Lyme. Now, it's a little bit longer than we typically see in MS. We usually think of MS as causing lesions that are about one bone long. You can see the vertebral bones, the spine bones. Usually MS lesions are short, but this lesion is a bit longer. It's about two or three, so could mimic something like NMO or a MOGAD. And then in the brain, Lyme disease can cause bright spots. They typically are a little bit smaller than what we would see in MS. You can see up here, I don't know if I'm gonna get cut off trying to point at it, but that light area on the left side of the brain, it's a bit smaller than an MS lesion, and it's also located subcortically, which means below the cortex. And that is a location that you can have spots from lots of different things, and we consider this nonspecific. And that's actually a lesion in that location is not going to fulfill the diagnostic criteria for MS. And I'll scooch out of the way here, but so this is kind of in the periventricular region, but this lesion is not in a shape or orientation really that would be consistent with MS either. It's a little bit fluffy and there's not great borders. And so, you know, although Lyme can cause bright spots in the brain, the pattern is a little bit different than what we would expect to see with MS. And so a lot of times you can differentiate by how it looks on MRI. But sometimes it's difficult, right? We saw the spinal cord lesion, and that can look a whole lot like a demyelinating lesion. Some of those small white lesions in the brain caused by Lyme in those subcortical or nonspecific regions are caused because there's inflammation in the blood vessel itself, something called vasculitis. And so this picture is just kind of showing these squiggly lines are contrast studies of the blood vessels in the brain showing narrowing because of that inflammation. And when that happens, things can that can cause strokes, or it can cause tiny spots like we were seeing that may not be symptomatic, but are kind of an indication of some inflammation in the blood vessels there. And so particularly for people with new neurological symptoms and maybe some MRI abnormalities, if they live in this region and their history is consistent with being exposed to the outdoors and potentially having tick exposures, Lyme may be tested as one of the things that is a potential cause of your neurologic symptoms. And just to make it more complicated, the diagnosis of Lyme is not straightforward. The appropriate test to order to diagnose you with Lyme will depend on how long you've had symptoms, and then when that result comes back, you need to have several bands or several antibodies detected in order for it to be considered positive. So this has created a lot of confusion. Sometimes when somebody has one positive antibody that comes up, often that can be a false positive, but that's why it's really important to talk with your healthcare provider if this test is being sent about those results. So in summary, NeuroLyme is pretty uncommon, but it can affect up to 10 to 15% of people. And most commonly we'll see trouble with some of the cranial nerves, including facial paralysis or facial numbness. It can affect the spinal cord, it can affect the spinal nerve roots, which by the way are not affected in multiple sclerosis, and it can also affect the brain, primarily through irritating the blood vessels, and can cause narrowing leading to small white spots, or if it's a larger blood vessel, possibly a stroke. Generally, the changes in the brain do look different than MS lesions, but sometimes it can be hard to tell. And so if you have symptoms and you're undergoing an MS workup and you live in an endemic region where Lyme is prevalent, this may be something that is checked for you. For more information about MS, sign up for AI Dr. Sam at the link in my bio.